This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump spent Thursday taking a victory lap after his impeachment trial acquittal, and it started at an unlikely place. We get details from AP's Sagar Meghani at the White House.
At the annual National Prayer Breakfast, Harvard professor Arthur Brooks reminded the crowd of what Jesus said about your enemies.
Love them!
And political opponents.
They're not stupid and they're not evil.
The president sat near Brooks and disagreed.
I don't know if Arthur's gonna like what I'm gonna say.
He stunned the crowd by ripping the impeachment process and those behind it.
Some very dishonest and corrupt people,
including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, four seats away. Here at the White House later, the president did call his opponents evil and scum and sleazebags, among other things. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The Democratic National Committee is calling for a re-canvass of the results of Monday's Iowa caucus, with the first primary in the nation in New Hampshire just days away. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Results slowly came out. There were technical issues. DNC Chair Tom Perez said on Twitter, enough is enough. There was a coding error. Backup phone lines for reporting the outcomes were jammed. Many were placed on hold for hours. The numbers in Iowa show Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders in a virtual tie. Iowa had been promoted as a chance for Democrats to find some clarity in a jumbled presidential field. Much of the political world now has shifted to New Hampshire and Tuesday's first-in-the-nation primary. Ed Donahue, Washington.
U.S. stocks gained for a fourth straight session Thursday, with Wall Street's main indexes hitting record highs as concerns eased over the economic fallout from the coronavirus outbreak in China. The Dow was up 0.3%. The S&P rose by 0.33%. The Nasdaq gained 0.2%. This is VOA News.